The next song up is Reminiscing, remastered by Little River Band. That was Reminiscing by Little River Band. And it's that time of the show where I get to talk about my woes and the things that I've been doing. There's not much to say, really. Actually, no, you know what? There is. Today, okay, there's a few things. Today, I got this feeling that I am old. And for context, I'm 22 years old. So for some people, this is a little bit offensive. And I understand why it would be. If somebody who's 18 years old was telling me that they feel old, I don't know how I would act. I think what sparked this is my newfound stability and time management skills. Things have gotten better for me in that realm, doing my homework on time and things like that. And actually, from an outside perspective, I'm still not doing super well. Maybe some might say that good time management means not handing your assignment in half an hour before it's due. However, I have made leaps and bounds from the times where I would ask for extensions for literally every single assignment. I would fake sickness. I would fake deaths to skip exams and do them later. It was really bad. And I'm better now, which is nice. And I think it's because I feel that my life has improved and just my overall mood. And as a result, I'm able to focus on things that are not internal struggles. But because of this, I feel boring. I feel like I'm not as exciting as I used to be. You know, the chaos of like, oh my God, am I gonna finish? My room was always disgusting, like truly a mess. And that was actually a huge part of my personality, as I find out now, because now that whole part is sort of gone and it's not like a thing of like, oh, Pari is at her, you know, doing her thing again. I just feel like, where's the juice, you know, where's the chaos? So I've been consulting people in my life as to what I can do to improve this, to feel more cool. I don't know what coolness and time management have to do with one another, but clearly there's, you know, a mental block that's happening. So I was thinking, like, should I get more piercings? I feel like every time I get a piercing, something goes wrong. I can't commit to getting a tattoo. Like, that's just too much for me at this point in my life. So I don't know. I'm going to have to... Maybe I should get my Monroe pierced. Like, I don't know. I had my hair dyed for, like, 2 years. And it wasn't like it was crazy colors, but it definitely looked a particular way. At some point, I had bleach blonde hair, but like really brassy, like yellow almost. And my eyebrows were also dyed the same color. I felt cool, you know? I felt like 90s vibes. She's gone off her rocker. What's next? Is she going to shave her head? I like to keep people on their toes. But there's none of that now. I have my regular schmegular black hair. You know, I'm dressing like I'm working in an office. I'm not okay with this. I don't feel okay with this. So, I don't know. I don't really know. Like, there's not much else to say. And unfortunately, there's nobody here to validate my thoughts and call me cool. So, I guess leave you guys with that. Maybe I will dye my hair. Or do something more drastic. I don't know what that would look like, but maybe next week I can update everyone. So, yeah. Another thing that's really exciting is that I applied to... I don't know if I can... I guess I can say this. I applied to an internship to work at CBC Radio. And applications ended yesterday, and I sent it in yesterday a few hours before it was due, which again is amazing for me. So yeah, that's kind of exciting. It was a lot. I think in the past I might not have applied out of fear that I wouldn't get it, so I would rather just not apply, and you know, not get a rejection or an acceptance. Like, I'd rather just sort of stay in that gray zone of, like, what if, you know? But I think now I am past that, and I want to take opportunities as they come, and hopefully I get it. That would be amazing. Like, truly, like, wow, if I get that internship, each one of my listeners, if you text me, I will personally e-transfer you $5. And that's actually not bad, because, you know, nowadays that can get you like a very small coffee from Tim Hortons and a single Timbit. So that's actually not bad. That's a snack. That's a breakfast for some. So that's what I promise. If you text me right now at 778-782-2573 and enter your names, if I get this internship, I will you know what? No. Let's make it higher. I will e-transfer you $10. Each of you that text me at 778-782-2573. This is a promise. I'm serious about this. And I will also pierce my tongue. I'm going to pierce my tongue and e-transfer each of you $10. So that'll cover the, I guess, loyalty that I have to my listeners, and also my worry that I'm not cool anymore. But actually getting the internship might fulfill that coolness problem. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. PETA actually said that we shouldn't be using that because it's promotes violence against animals. So there's another saying that they proposed, and I can't remember it. I will be playing The Air That I Breathe by The Hollies next.
Oh,
That was Superstar by the Carpenters, and I'm going to be playing a PSA before the next few songs. This has been CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This was the open mic show from 1 to 2 p.m. featuring me, yours truly, Paria Zabihi. And please tune in next week, same time, same place. And maybe I will have pierced my scalp.
Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833 456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
That was Simmer Down by Fushi.
Brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.